Today is between master and disciples. A king with a lot of desires will be presented in Chinese and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
Formosa, Taiwan, 是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南。北部地区有古城、原住民村、秘密的山峰、美丽的水墙，甲雕刻精油的庙宇。中部地区有一系列的美景，闪耀的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的松林。南部是本岛出名的文化中心，到今嘛依然保有真多早期移民初到出地时的传统。
2007年初，青海不上书欢迎了咱世界会会员成立的卡邦，在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界大约100名的世界会会员甲贵宾。在福尔摩沙欢庆第二的古历新年，
在吉祥日子的当天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海的无上师颁奖予菲律宾前总统罗穆斯，国是和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，加参议员赫赫森·阿瓦雷兹，表彰因在菲律宾对优柔难民所做的慈善义举。
今嘛，邀请你聆听1995年七月，秦海不上书在福尔摩沙西湖会见西方东修的时阵所做的开始，主题是贪婪的国王。
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone.For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you. When association members convene from around the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai often meets with groups of different nationalities for discussions in English or their native language.
There was a king.Who ruled a very great kingdom and for a very, 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 very long time. And India. And during that time, he is always victorious. The king was born after 4,000 years of invading the four corners of the world. He wanted to see.Whether the kingdom of God has any differences from his kingdom and anything else he can learn, he can look at, he can play with, etc. Just pure materialistic curiosity. But God, you know, is very generous and loving. But anyhow, God, yeah, anyone who meditate on him attain his attention. So that is God, okay? He was anyhow...compassionate, loving, even though he's only an astro god. Now very lovingly, courteously, hospitably, he invited the king and company to come to the kingdom of God. And then God was talking, chatting to him in a very friendly way. And then our king, you know, the one has never satisfied, sat there, talking to God, but at the same time watching around. So God knows what's going on in this king's mind, but pretending not to know anything. After that, God just tried to tell the king that, okay, I am busy. I have initiation going on in the back mountain, and 500 disciples in the front mountain, and five or six construction sites going on. So would you please excuse me? And sayonara. And the man was very, very desirous to stay in the kingdom of God, the king. But then the God king make him know that he must go. And then when he tried to stay there longer, many of the guardians, angel, with the eyes as big as the sun, and so shining, staring at him, say nothing. He said to him, either you go voluntarily and soon, or you go involuntarily and soon. So anyhow, the king saw, you know, he has only a handful of general and armies and a small chariot and all these guardians, angels, you know, with very big umbrellas and powerful eyes and arms. So he better move. So he had to move. He went back to the earth again. And since that day, God doesn't favor him anymore. So I began to be ill, sick, and very suffering a lot. And then he would die. Before he died, he called his ministers and other officers come to his deathbed and say, he was very sorry now. Very sorry, because he know why he died. He know God punish him. God withdraw eternal happiness from him, or eternal life force from him, and now grant him a big favor, his death sentence. So he was very sorry and very repentant. He called his ministers to his side and say, well, after I die, if anybody asks you why I die, you tell him because of greed. And that's it. And he closed his eyes and meditate forever in the grave. Goodbye. Finished. See, we could be materialistic practitioners as well. This story serves to remind us that even though we follow a so-called spiritual practice path, we must check out all the time. We must be sure that we don't follow materialistic spiritualism. Yes, they call that. Because we follow a path in order to gain more power, and then we can control others. Or we can take things from the universe, from other people, without knowing ever satisfaction. This is the same path with the magical power and all kind of this materialistic practicing. Even though you follow a righteous path, you must always check yourself. Make sure that we don't follow it for some personal, you know, material gain and loss and fame and name and all kind of these things. Sometimes you don't know it, but you do follow materialistic spiritualism. For example, you come here, or you come to a master anywhere, expecting that she or he heal you of your sickness, because you don't want to go see doctor, because you think you have the right to demand such thing. Or you want to be richer and then more powerful in some way, and then you expect the master to fulfill your wish in such a way. And this is no good. Even if you practice Quan Yin method, you follow the spiritual discipline and you meditate, but your mind is not pure of the material need, you know, of the material overdose needing, then it's no good. Of course, when you're in trouble, you are bound to ask for help, you know, like, look, I don't have a job now, I need to pay the rent, or that master, can you help me to find a job? And that is a different. When you need, you may ask. But when it is not necessary, if the people come to initiation expecting that after that she will have this and that and other material gain or more position in the society, etc., etc., we should better not come to any master expecting such things, because we'll be bound to feel very disappointed. Or even if we are not disappointed, even the master might grant us our wish. But then, the more we want, the less we're satisfied. And then we keep wanting, 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 until no end. And then our attention, our energy, always focus on this material aim, and we forget the almighty power inside. After we attain the almighty power, anything will come to us when necessary, without asking. But we don't come for that. We don't come for material fulfillment or any other, even magical power. These are astral desires. Also, material in a subtle sense. Not that you wish for money, then it is a material. But if you wish for magical power or any kind of control over other people or weather or surrounding, these are also material wish. And these are even worse. Like business people, we go to do business and we want to gain money and all that kind of things. We should practice for the sake of wisdom alone, all right? For the sake of knowing ourselves, for the sake of knowing the origin of our home, and to be free and happy. That's all there is, okay? And everything else, come or not come, it's just by the way. You know already. So we have to always check up, okay? We're about to make mistake, but we have to check and correct it. Good night. Really good night. Everyone should lead a normal life according to whatever she or he wish to do. That's the best way to make you happy. Yeah, and you practice meditation meantime, and that's very good. So I think regardless of the race of humankind, if anywhere we go, we represent virtues, beauty and truth, people will always feel attracted to us. When someone is around a teacher or someone, you know, he always tend to silently absorb some of the invisible influence, yes, and that is more important than the verbal instruction. When we practice quantum method, sometimes our shape change. Some fat people become smaller, some small, you know, skinny people become rounder, you know, not fat, but more filled. Yeah, there's many things like this happen, and sometimes happen right after initiation. He looks totally different, like another person, more lovable, yes. And Monir, you know, like a friend, long-time friend. It's very funny, I noticed many times. So sometimes people think, how come Master doesn't know me? Yeah. I just come to hello to her a few days ago, and now it looks like she doesn't remember. I do remember, but just different person. You change. The chemical substance in the body change too. We renew our tissues, renew our cells, and our structure of thinking become different, even though you might not notice, because here you don't have the opportunity to use it. But when you go home, or if the opportunity arises for you to solve the same problem, you will see so much fresh ideas have developed overnight, kind of overnight. And then you know what happened to yourself. All right, my good friends. Continue your vacation at home, in here. And don't feel attached to this place. Yeah? Because every place is God's place. Every place there is a master. Every place you walk by, that's the place where the master walks by. There's nowhere that the master is not. Because the master is within yourself. The master is yourself, finally. So you must have this conviction and this concept of a higher thinking. And then you bring yourself in heaven anytime. All right, we cannot always be together. That's impossible. Even though it can be done, it can be done. Maybe when I have a stable place, yeah? Then you can come and stay here. Yeah? After you have polished yourself by many rough chiseling, you know, in the world, with the best sculptor of the universe, and then you become more mellow, yeah, with age and wisdom. And then we may be able to stay together very, very long time. If not here, then in heaven. All right? I wish you a safe journey home. See you. See you around.
感谢好善的观众，想看这一个师徒之间节目，请继续观赏健康生活节目。今日新闻后马上为你播出，就伫咧无上寿电视台，在上天的恩典下，愿所有的众生和敬、和中、和睦相处。
We appreciate your gentle company for this segment.Of Between Master and Disciples. Stay with us for healthy living. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. With Heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.
For more details, please visit.www.suprememastertv.com/BMD